This podcast is brought to you by the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center. FAPC is a part of the Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources on the campus of Oklahoma State University. Today we are here to talk to Ravi Jadeja about food safety within FAPC.
I'm Ravi Jadeja. I'm originally from India. I received my bachelor's and master's degree in food biotechnology in India, and then from there came to Louisiana State University for my PhD. I received my food science degree there, worked at University of Georgia, and since 2015, I'm with OSU.
After working for FAPC for 3 years, he is knowledgeable about its functions.
Robert M. Kerr Food Product Center, which is also known as a FAPC or FAPC, opened its door in 1997. FAPC helps to develop successful value-added enterprise in Oklahoma. We have over 96,000 square foot processing facility, which is inspected by USDA, FDA, and the Health Department. And when company need help with new product development, or they have an existing product and need help producing that product so that they can sell that product legally in Oklahoma or other places, they come here and then we help them. The other major function FAPC has is to provide training and education to food industry. We host or organize approximately 60 trainings a year and train over 2,000 food industry professionals every year.
Dr. Jadeja has four major responsibilities in relation to food safety.
So I have four different function or four major functions here at FAPC and at OSU and DASNR as well. So my first function is to develop and teach new food safety related classes to our undergraduate and graduate students. There is a huge need in the food industry for industry ready student. And that's why OSU started a food safety option under our food science program. And I develop and teach classes for those students. My second function is to provide food safety training and education to food industry professionals, regulators, and farmers. And I typically get involved with between 22 to 25 trainings a year and train approximately 600 people. I also provide one-on-one help to Oklahoma and surrounding food industry in maintenance and implementation of Global Food Safety Initiative benchmark schemes. And my final function is to help and assist small and medium-sized companies to comply with upcoming and new food safety regulations.
Foodborne illnesses are possibly deadly to consumers and can be detrimental to small business owners.
So foodborne illnesses, when the consumer get foodborne illnesses and go to hospital, and when they go to hospital, it costs significant amount of money for their medical treatment. And many times we have seen that the food processor gets sued for that money. And even the small illnesses such as listeriosis could cost $1 million per person if someone gets sick with that illness. And that's why if there is a small business and their food is responsible for causing those illnesses, they may be responsible for all of these damages and health issues, and they may lose all of their income and they may not able to function if basically they go bankrupt. So food safety is a big issue in US. We have approximately 48 million people every year contract some type of foodborne illnesses. Out of that 48 million people, 128,000 people need hospitalization, and unfortunately 3,000 people never get to go home. They die because of foodborne illnesses every year. And it costs anywhere between $58 to $78 billion to food industry and everyone in the country. So that's why food safety is very, very important.
Since food safety is so important, many agencies fund its research.
My major funding source are USDA and FDA competitive grants. I also receive funds from State of Oklahoma and Oklahoma State University. And I receive small amount of funds from private industry as well, because when I'm working with them on helping them on their specific problem, typically they fund a graduate student salary or research expenses.
A big thank you goes out to Dr. Jadeja for joining us today. We loved learning about his position in the Food Safety Department. For more information about our many departments in FAPC, check out our FAPC Connect app in the App Store or go to fapcconnect.com. You can also visit our website at fapc.biz. Thank you for listening, and be sure to come back for our next episode. You don't want to miss it.